This is an absolute creation in response to Clever One's podcast about nothing, and I wanted to say that was the most on point Clever One has ever been in detailing a certain subject matter as long as I've known him, because that podcast, just to let everyone know, I took 3 internet IQ tests prior to listening to his podcast, and the collective average, debatable as it is, was 162. I immediately took 3 more IQ tests after listening to Clever One's podcast, and the curve went all the way down 20 points. So I don't want to say that what you said was ignorant. All I'm saying is what I said, and come to your own conclusions. Either way, I am proud that you have a vacation coming. Unfortunately, I have to get your situation covered with your gerbil, but considering he just annoyed me for 4.5 minutes, I will be breaking his neck the first night I attempt to feed him. And don't consider this a confession or premeditative by any means, because I will argue my way out of it. Either way, Clever One, if no one knew, lives in Chester, or is from Chester, Illinois, home of Popeye the Sailor Man. So that is what he's competing with here on ATS, and I don't think his legacy will ever come out of Popeye's shadow, nor the shadow that comes off of his forearms alone. Either way, he hates spinach. There, I said it. I know I told you I'd go to my grave with that secret, Clever One, but I am now a bold-faced liar. I do want to thank you for allowing me the opportunity to feed your gerbil. I hope Richard Gere is not there when I show up. That wasn't a joke. Jared lives next door to Richard Gere, and that story about the gerbil is true. And if ATS has Richard Gere as a member, I will digress and say I made it all up. But I doubt he's somewhere in Tibet trying to meditate with a gerbil. Either way, Clever One, you're the man. I like the podcast. I wish you could try to form sentences that weren't so fragmented with idiocracy and punitive damage to collateral recipients of interpreted knowledge that has been dissuaded by you. Oh my god, I can't believe I just said all that. Oh my god, I'm good. It made no sense, but I understood it perfectly. Clever One, you did too. And to everyone that doesn't know, Clever One's real name is... no, my mic did not go out. His name really is that. And don't try to spell it. But if you do attempt it, if you put a vowel in there, you're wrong. Everyone out. This is AAC. I'm out. Peace. And peace and love to the world. As you know, me. Peace.